I was gonna. No, that's a sign that I'm not meant to. Nope. I was gonna make a food error here, but there is a gigantic line coming out of that thing. Going to the gas station. That's what I'm going to do. This jacked up pickup truck here. double shot of the fucking ECV sticker. And also one that says, don't like my IQ? Fuck you. F-U-H, and then a letter Q. Yep. Oh, and the fucking gas station parking lot is also completely fucking closed. This is good stuff. I guess I'm gonna just fucking park here behind this pickup truck and try to walk into the gas station. Fuck me, man. Everything's gone to shit. Everything's gone to shit! Alright. Walk over to this gas station. sad state of affairs in the fucked up gas station. Giant holes where gas pumps used to be. As they tear it all out. Which, you know, that's, you know, yeah, I guess you gotta do that, right? But I was thinking, like, man, maybe they'll have some hot food I could get. A breakfast taquito or something. But no, they just have signs that says, out of service, sorry for the inconvenience, over where the hot food goes, which I imagine is a direct factor of, hey, we don't sell gas, so no one's coming in here. So we're not even going to bother fucking making the food and wasting it.
Jump, 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 jump
If I'm just not paying attention to like what is like traditionally pop music anymore, or if this satellite radio station is focused on playing shit that is outside the charts but still pop music or whatever the fuck it is, because like the vast majority of stuff I hear on this is like supposed to be like their flagship station. It's the first fucking station on the entire fucking dial. It's just always playing this fucking bullshit. Like, whatever, just playing those fucking pop music. But, like, very rarely does it seem like it's from established pop artists. And so I'm left wondering, like, is this song actually fucking popular? Has anyone fucking heard this song before? Like, does this song fucking even exist? Was it created in some vacuum by some record label that's paying satellite radio to play it? Like, I don't even know. There you go. What you want, let's know at 36m.com/hitswarrant and hit me up on Twitter. Oh. Okay, then some Rihanna. Okay, I've heard, okay. But I feel like Rihanna's like done though, right? I mean, well, not done, but I think of Rihanna as, you know, an established actress now. Hit films. Battleship.
to sleep. Well, we made it to St. Patrick's Day. Friday, by some miracle, are you doing okay?
Wow, I made it a miracle.
I don't know about you, but I kind of want to scream it from the rooftops. It's the weekend! Only thing is, I haven't quite had my caffeine today, so maybe after I've had my espresso,
man, fuck this guy.
Pepper. I'm sure you'd enjoy that.
Like every sentence out of his mouth
joining me today
is escalating.
Let's
the fucking
75 who say that their
disgust
next album
I feel
needs
about
be
him
like Radiohead's OK Computer or the Smiths to Queen.
Oh, I'm a caffeine.
In the alternative genre, and they just started work on
suck ass
third record, which will be titled Music for Cars, and it will come out sometime next year. Right now, it's a gem off their latest album. I Like It When You Sleep. This is Loving Someone. You're on Alt Nation.
TGIF needs some caffeine. Boo!
Where the drought is really taking hold, we're looking at the possibility of, cattle producers can continue to bring in supplemental feed because the pasture lands are all dried up and they're still irrigating big time and all the citrus grows because of the lack of rain. It's been hot down there the past week as well. 90s in the southwest, 90s sneaking into West Texas, 90s perhaps up to Altus, Oklahoma this afternoon, and then 70s through the north. Lots of cool air still in the northeast, but look at that 70s reach clear back up into Montana and perhaps beyond in the prairies on Saturday.
I wouldn't be able to deal with it if it was 90 degrees already. It's already like slightly too hot.
Texas Panhandle up in the southern Kansas. A
couple of days in the 80s here.
And we're seeing the 80s clear back up into the Dakotas. When you get that much heat this time,
not quite ready for it.
Moves air. That's why I think it's going to be a little bit breezy. It's going to be hot, sunny. A
little bit breezy.
We don't need right now. Long range out there, about 10 days out, it looks like a better chance that rain will begin, but we need it now. We're working on that. We're on your team. Okay, Monday, some good news. Not a whole lot, but some good news. Notice the temperatures are going to drop. They're going to
hate Mondays, especially when I haven't had my caffeine yet.
In the Dakotas, and on Tuesday, even more so, bringing 40s and 50s down to the northern panhandle and panhandle of Oklahoma. So at least some relief in the normal extremes of the plain. That's the best I think we can do between now and Tuesday. Marlon Bolin standing by. He has the very latest information from the commodities market. He shares it with you next.
The years come and go. Kids grow up and move out, vacations, special events, celebrations, all over in the blink of an eye. Don't let go of those great times. Memories can last forever.
Because all your kids are dead. Wait, what are you...
CanvasWorld.com. CanvasWorld.com will turn your favorite photo into a museum-quality custom canvas at the size of your choice. They use a state-of-the-art, environmentally friendly process to produce canvas prints that are higher quality than ever available before. Their prices are great, and their work is guaranteed for life. CanvasWorld.com makes it so easy. Just upload your photo or get it from Facebook or Instagram, choose a size, and you're done. They'll even digitally retouch your photo for free. Place your order at CanvasWorld.com today and save 35%, plus get free shipping with promo code RADIO at checkout. Perfect for your home or office and a great gift. Get big canvas prints at big savings at CanvasWorld.com. Just enter promo code RADIO at checkout. Order your canvas today at CanvasWorld.com, where photos become art.
That's right. Photos aren't art until you put them on canvas.
Take a look at your grain trade right off
the bat. Take that, photographers.
Get you updated on the latest futures trade. Let's go to take a look at the corn market and the soybean trade. And let's go to Chicago with live quotes right now. On the big board, on the corn market, right now we're just barely higher. We have May corn, a half cent higher at 366.
More futures up on that Cadillac board.
We come back. We got Davey live bullets and the Wolverines tipping off. And we'll talk more St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk more.
Did that guy just say a name? We'll about, and was that name Davey live bullets? Like, no, right? That can't be real.
The White Stripes. Amy Winehouse, The Strokes, just a few of the artists who had their first big moment at South by Southwest. Discover who's next. Maybe even meet your next favorite band as we take you to the world's largest celebration of emerging music.
It's completely mental in the best way.
Hear coverage of South by Southwest 2017 live from Austin. Now, through the weekend, where do you find independent music? On Sirius XMU, Channel 35.
Sportclips haircuts and NASCAR driver Eric Jones present Things from 1996.
Sweet. 1996 was a great year, considering it's when I was born.
It was the year Jerry Maguire came out.
I don't have one. Show me the money.
Any idea what the top song was?
No.
It was the Macarena.
What the fucking fuck is this?
And in 1996, Sportclips had only four stores open.
Oh. I don't have hair yet.
But do you know what they didn't have in 1996? The Sportclips Ultimate NASCAR Race Fan Experience.
Yes.
Enter to win the Sportclips Ultimate NASCAR Race Fan Experience at sportclips.com/Bristol. You could win a hospitality package to the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee April 23rd. Win pit passes, a signed helmet, and meet Eric Jones, too.
That's me.
So muck around in your way to sportclips.com/Bristol to enter.
Sportclips. It's good to be a guy.
No purchase necessary. Not in the U.S. only.
It's good to be a guy. Because then you can go to Sport Clips and win a fucking NASCAR trip. That's their
websites to find exactly what they want.
Yep.
That's why we started tripping.com. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheim.
Julian, it's in the final clearing stages, though. Let's get you back up to about Yerba Buena. By the U.S. in Oakland, stop and go from MacArthur through to Oakland Ave. Also got some slowing 880 north in Oakland between Hagenberger and all the way through to
Virginia.
That's about a 15-minute delay.
It's tight rhymes.
In the city 101 north, the stop and go situation between 3rd and Hospital Curve, about a 10-minute delay. Right now, during Lowe's Ready to Refresh event, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Olympic paint plus primer and 3M paint supplies. Visit the pro desk for details. 3M offer applies to contractor pack items. U.S. only. It's KODO.
Now back to your Friday flashback mix. Lex Jones and the Sonic G Morning Show. 106.
Oh.
cashback or 0% financing on cash.
This song has also been on a lot lately.
And broadcasting up in the tri-state, Philadelphia, New Jersey. And just want to take a moment out to give love to her family, the Leslie Burns family. Hey, thanks a lot for letting me know what you're doing. Bugsy.bugs at SiriusXM.com. You can get me anytime, even when I'm not here. I'm one of your friends. Fly.
Good stuff, Bugsy Bugs. Good stuff.
Ain't got it, I'm killing this shit. There's only one girl on my fat bit. Keep it up, some god habit, I'm killing this shit. And I'm feeling smooth as the chorus hit. My homie called me like I overshit. But I need a girl who barely brought it. Me and Common is back on my rat bit. Man, you don't get caught up with stupid shit. Then she cut from a girl who barely brought it. How it feel to wake up with on some silly shit. I wish you could get in a whole city lit. That's where I...
Yo, what's up, nigga?
What's up,
Jake? And then this motherfucker kicking and tying all this shit, man. Now I'm looking for some bitches, niggas go to jail, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Nigga, I ain't been with no bitch in a while, you know what I'm saying? Nigga said, come on, man, let's go try to get some hoes and all this kind of shit. I'm like, all right, let's go. I ain't trying to talk to these bitches, these motherfucking police bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga should have been fucking up down there, no way, man.
I told them motherfuckers not even to go down that way, not down that street, you know what I'm saying? I told them niggas to go down here in cars and then Compton, these niggas want to go way up in Hollywood.
We're on stage, we're at a motherfucking rave. What up? Why don't you get the 12 game? Oh, yeah, and Sean, how easy does it? So if the punks want to make something of it, step up, run up, get up. Suck, suck, you want some of this? Like a kick from a kick drum. Yellow boy on the drum, get drum programming. A beat, that's it.
That's what?
And if you're listening, you know it's not bullshit.
make a killing. I got cabbage in the cell. I sat, cause I'm a motherfucking ruthless villain. MC Ren, top of the corner, I walk in.
Crowd noise has to be fake, right? It sounds super fake.
I'm a motherfucking ruthless gangster, double-digit villain. Keep it shit all locked in these stillings. The ball of police, cause that's all you can do. But what? Take it away when I'm leaving the field. Give it shit control like an A-R-G butt. First two as a walk in deep. And say he's a bad one for the kid home play. Why the fuck they slamming him? Cause he's the one they jock. Cause he's...
Drizzle here.
Shake.
No shake. This is the drizzle.
Come on, shake.
Come on what? This is the drizzle. What do you need?
All right, it's shake around.
I mean, you're friends with him, right? Check. Check 10-4. Shake, are you there? Yes, I'm right beside you. You have a call. Thank you. Hand the phone to me, please. Yes, here you go.
Shake.
Hello, this is Shake.
Shake.
Hold on, please. Thank you, drizzle.
They sent a CD of sound bites like that out to, like, college radio stations. It's like this full Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing. Like, a couple of custom, like, things recorded for it. You could tell that it was made for radio. And then just a bunch of fucking show clips.
Usually I'm dolo when I got a crazy team. Call Kiss to ride on you. Watch for the laser beam. Shit, it's that OG flavor. Remind you of a corner bodega and that old behavior. Long point when I try to scuffle with chunks. Long joints got the culture power plus the double pump. Troublesome to anyone who stands in the way. I stand on a spread. Fuck if your man's in the way. Your girl want me cause I do it better than you. The whole world wants me, nigga. I'm a legend to you. Like LL, Rakim, Ice-T and them niggas. Like Cube, Snoop and Dre, I'ma be seeing the figures. It don't matter, you don't have to be liking me, man. Keep playing, you'll be laying there right where you stand.
And go now when I shuffle all the music I possess, that stuff sometimes comes up. Right where you stand. I don't wanna talk and I ain't trying to fight with your man. Trying to get it over quick, leave you right where you stand. Some say I'm trifling, sometimes I rightfully am. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma leave you right where you stand. You just mad, you'll never be as nice as I am. Deep block gang star, leave you right where you stand. You wanna know why I invest all my money in the haze and in the dope? Cause right now I'm currently a slave for Interscope. Respect first, then money, basic shit. If you got niggas under pressure, you can take this shit. Listen, I'ma leave you right where you stand. Have the ambulance pass your Timberland off right to your man, cause he pussy, he ain't gonna do nothing but look. When it come to beef, he don't wanna do nothing but cook. As soon as the chrome scope him, right there, two in the dome smoking. Kiss keep funeral homes open. I fall back, smoke an ounce in the dark. Bounce on a crane track like I bounce on a knock. Keep playing, y'all niggas a burn. And you know they say it takes something to happen for niggas to learn. Let the 40 cal give him a perm. This industry is like bacteria and my flow is a germ. Just mad, you'll never be as nice as I am. Jay to the bar and I'll leave you right where you stand. The gangsters, cosmetic, keep playing. You'll be laying there right where you stand. My people from the hood stay on the grind. Deep lock, gangsta, leave you right where you stand. What? Your gangsters, cosmetic, cosmetic. I see you got the fear of God in you. We'll tear your heart in two. Too bad you didn't know what you got into. Yeah, the most righteous. To Malcolm got a close likeness. My name carry weight, decapitate most vipers. Hot rhyme, spit a dime in a case beater. Flow is envy like I'm in your face with heaters. Chasing beaters? Nah, I never have to do that. P.I. till I die and I just laugh at you cats. You happy perhaps cause you got dough and bitches. But no love in the street, only for moes and snitches. Only from the meat lapping. Suckers won't see it happen. Cross that line, then it's time for the heat clapping. I do my thing like a whole planet depends on me. I got game to make, Janet wanna spend on me. Some say I'm trifling and sometimes I rightfully am. Get your man, I lay him right where he stand. Gun on my waist, knife in my hand, I keep telling you coward.
facts. I'ma leave you there right where you stand. I don't wanna talk, but I ain't trying to fight with your man. Trying to get it over quick, leave you right where you stand. Some say I'm trifling, sometimes I rightfully am. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma leave you right where you stand. You just mad, you'll never be as nice as I am. D-Block, gangstar, leave you right where you stand. What?
Party.
way. Yeah. Royce 5'9", Tony Touch. The year is 2000. Mr. Quick to slap and punch. What? Yo, yo, I'm entirely too hard to listen to talk. I get raw and get the script and draw. Sing you to Mars. Niggas with hitting hard, get written off. Find yourself, bro. Barely know what your click is called. How, boy? Wish you was far with half of a mind. Kill you with half of a line without an even continue to fall. It's an infamous art. Not many can spit from the heart. Turning pins into darts. What you call meant for the charts. So rather I'm saying fuck you and flipping you off. Man, these infinite thoughts in the bank, so into the vault. My vicious assault consistent for description of laws. Every time a nigga piss me off, stick on the wall. So even when the nigga not looking, he listen and pause. Forget it, dog. When I spit a dog, your shit in your drawers. I'm coming at you from every angle. And this shit can be very painful. So how you love that? Scared, ain't you? What?
Good afternoon, package in store. May I help you?
Oh, yes, I was wondering if you could package a little bit of nipper for me.
Oh, wise guy again, huh?
Excuse me?
Wise guy again, huh?
Wise?
Good afternoon, package in store. May I help you?
Yes, I was wondering how much it'd be to package 10 pounds of nipper.
Hey, I got more to do than play these silly games, okay? I know who you are, so just keep it up and you're going to have the Jefferson County Sheriff's call on you. This is getting tiresome.
See, I was just asking if you...
Good afternoon, package and store. May I help you?
Yes, sir. Nipper is a gardening product.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Then bring it in. I'll be glad to pack it up.
How much would about 10 pounds of it cost to be packaged, is what I'm asking?
I don't know. I've never seen it, so sight unseen, it's hard to ask. Find out.
Would you consider...
Good afternoon, package and store. May I help you?
Yes, sir. I was wondering, when it was packaged, would it be a problem to conceal nipper?
Hey, this is getting tiresome, buddy. There's a federal law against this sort of stuff.
Would you
know that?
Conceal nipper for me?
Huh?
Would you conceal nipper in an artichoke?
I don't know. If you want to bring it in here, I'll take a look at it and pack it up. Otherwise, don't bother me, okay?
So you would conceal nipper into an artichoke for me? Go get me a Jolly Rancher real fast, please.
I don't know.
Sir?
Good afternoon, package and store. May I help you?
Yes, sir. I was wondering if it would be a problem to package a Nerf football.
Bring it over and I'll take a look at it.
Would you package it?
Yes, Ken.
You would?
Are you talking? Oh, you can only be talking about fucking Southpaw Regional Wrestling. I don't even need to click on that link to know that you have to be talking about that.
What's your addiction, baby? Love can make a bitch go crazy. Kiss her, fuck it, then get faded. Fall out, and it's all I want.
Because that shit looks fucking great. I hope they make more of that. I hope there's more of it, or if they make more, I don't know.
Girl, you know what you need there, huh? Girl, you know what you need, Vizine. Green lace with that cocaine. Pop a pill, pop a sending jeans. Cop a field, cop a 16. Put with deuce up, and then start leaning. Trying to die higher than Pimp C. And Big Mo, you know how the shit go.
I hope they start taking auditions for people to join the promotion, you know. I mean, it makes sense that, like, the fucking, you know, two of the, like, of the first people you see on that thing are the guys fucking basically too sweet each other and doing fucking clicking NWO shit. That they're the guys going like, no, this shit is good too. They should resolve their issues with video games. I think that'd be a good way to go. If they just kept everything as is, but then threw in occasional bad video game stuff into the middle of it. I think it's a formula that could work. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Also, yes, the fucking opening bit is him in a fucking Ribera jacket. Like, we had just had the conversation about fucking Dan's Ribera jacket when we stopped for lunch on our way to fucking Boston, like, to explain to Vinny why that was a big deal and why, like, that whole fucking thing is just a fucking bad scene or a bad thing to do. Alright, here we go. It's time, finally. I would really like to know how they shot that thing. If that was shot in, like, bits and pieces. Like, I know that those are all real short clips, but... like, there's some amount of setup involved in that. Like, we need to find a location and a fucking Camaro or whatever. Doing it before house shows? Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, you know, like... John Cena seems like he's probably a fucking fun guy that has been fucking almost irreversibly warped by all of his time at the top and all the fucking shit that that entails, like, in terms of a promotional schedule and fucking how he has to keep his life fucking super buttoned up and all this fucking reality TV shit that goes on top of that. And, like, you occasionally see bits and pieces still and hear stories about, like, oh, no, that's, if you can get him at the fucking right time, when he's not in fucking business mode, John Cena is still all right. I wish that you saw a little bit more of that on the regular wrestling stuff, because I think that would be a better... I think that'd be better. But yeah, just like, I look at it and go like, oh, the, like, wardrobe stuff and like, what passes for locations and stuff that they're shooting at. You're like, oh, like, you know, for as fucking thrown together as it's supposed to look, you can tell that fucking someone spent some fucking time thinking about that shit. Just look at these first 6 seconds over and over again.
You see? I'm from the murder capital. Will we? You see? I'm from the murder capital. Will we? You see? I'm from the murder capital. Will we murder for capital? See?
so you niggas change your attitude. For they asking what happened to you, Lord forgive him. He got them dark forces in him, but he also got a righteous cause for sending them a murder me. So I gotta murder them first. Emergency doctors performing procedures. Jesus, I ain't trying to be facetious, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You said it better than all. Leave niggas on death's door, breathing on rest.
Hey, he's talking about John Cena and a movie career and all that sort of stuff. I think that the thing he would need before he could truly just fucking walk into that rock style status, I think it's probably he needs like another, like a big starring role under his belt. Because, like, you know, he's in stuff, and he has parts and things, and you know, like, people come away going, like, oh, John Cena was really good. I didn't think a wrestler would be, you know, or whatever. But I think he probably needs, like, a fucking breakout starring role, like John Cena can carry a movie type of thing. Before he could really, really, really do it. What is this fucking... All right. Okay. We need to fucking wait for this light to turn green, then blast past this fucking truck, and... Hence, you know, yeah, like, you know, John Cena's damn near 40. Also, so I whatever the Rock's older, I guess, right? I don't know. But he probably just needs, like, one of those, like, so that, like, the people that fucking control the money can look at him and go, like, oh, he's a bankable star. Like, he's fucking super recognizable from wrestling, from all such stuff, but he's not just wrestling. He's broken out of that. We have the numbers here. All right, we feel safe in investing in this John Cena vehicle that is not the Marine. Look, I like, look, the Marine is not a bad movie. Was that Dean Ambrose movie terrible? I always meant to watch it. Was it 12 rounds, 3, 21 seconds? No. I thought about watching that Dean Ambrose movie. Really, I did.
She heavens to mercy, may fool Sayana, adios, muchachos, dame fool, I'm working my fingers too. Mr. Chipoo, I'm about to wreck shop with a toodle chop, a toodle chop, a toodle chop, chop. Yo, Silska, brother, and I'm some Andy Close, so take a look at the super fly, big Jimmy, the honey, the chip, yo, beaver, sugar, my sugar. I answer the answers, all my hands, my lyrics are never done for the big jaw, Emma, who am I the front? I run in the butt like stud, come right to lashes, with a witness, fuck about kiss, for witness, ask the tongue about my tongue, and the style that I run instead. I'm the alley, rebel, gonna make a shiver to the devil, trouble, when the return, and I'm red. DJ Bix, I come on, Tommy, head, bumper. Mr. Chipoo's gonna say, I'm a bus and a bus and an empty star jumps down my accent. You're mocking my clothes, you're clocking. Ribbon MCs, the smith, the razor, the ribbity, ribbity, long stockings. So don't step to tip, I'm on the last move tip. You'll say that's everybody, but again, then bossy, yeah, my battle's tip. So, ooh, chit-chit, warmer on this kit. Rip it if it's specific, you're gonna rip it when I kicks it. Chitty, chitty, bam, 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 last move, yo, I ain't got nothing to prove.
Last move, yo, we don't got nothing to prove.
Again with the ill flow, other MCs that rap their style is so-so. Fife Dog was never the type that ever lacked skills. I just stay true to my roots and then I get ill. 20 years of age, but yet I still see knowledge. And this year was so-called my senior year in college. But I chose to pursue NFL called music. And with some hype beats and breaks, you know I won't refuse it. Get on the board, lay down a track, and I'll do 10 laps. Pass the pen, pass the pad, and I'll kick no raps. Just come inside your gym and witness who is boss. And it won't be Tony Danza nor Diana Ross. As small as I am, I still get back jammed. Do a freestyle and step, but yet I still slam. Not trying to say that no one can get with me. Not only is it the lyrics alright, it's my delivery. Name one rapper that you know who has this high strong voice. My name's Malik and I'm unique and other words I'm choice. Nothing commercial about this, it's mainly hardcore. Now that you got what you want, do you want more? Because I got more in store.
Last move, yo, we don't got nothing to prove.
I don't think I ever saw that third Blade movie. I'm trying to think if I saw the second one. I must have seen the second one once or something, but... Yeah, I mean, if you saw the part where he says motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill, then I mean, you really...
Bye.
Okay. I made it. Have a good Friday. I'll see you later.